I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Today we're talking about the fall run. Kevin, this is something to get excited about. So start off by explaining, what is the fall run and why is it something that fishermen so eagerly anticipate?
It is something to get excited about. Fishermen call it the fall run as like a proper noun. They get excited about it. It's a legendary time of good fishing for striped bass mostly, and it's tied to the migration of striped bass. So bass spend the winter off of North Carolina and Virginia. They'll spawn in the Chesapeake or the Hudson River in the spring, and then they start to move up here in May, and that's when we get excited that they've arrived. Well, in the fall, as the waters cool, they start to move back down south, and it's just it's a great opportunity for good fishing.
So what are some of the factors that play into making the fall run such a great time?
Well, what's happening is as the waters get cooler, the fish get more active, and striped bass get that urge to migrate. And so in the summertime when the waters get warm, a lot of times the bass will move deeper into cooler water. Well, now that the inshore waters are getting cold, they move closer to shore. At the same time, you have a lot of bait fish that were spawned in the spring, and so you get a lot of bait fish close to shore. A lot of them will be leaving the harbors and the rivers as it gets too cold for their comfort. So often along the shorelines, you get bait coming out of the estuaries, you get striped bass coming in from deeper water. So anytime you get bait fish and bass coming together, that usually equals good fishing. Also, a lot of times the bass, when they're on the migration, they'll form big schools. So instead of spreading out, you'll get big groups. So close to shore, you get a lot of bait, a lot of bass, and that can lead to a blitz, which is kind of the most exciting part of the fall run. And that's when you have stripers attacking bait fish, chasing them to the surface, and often birds joining in as well. It's the kind of conditions where if you get a lure into the mix there, you're almost guaranteed to hook up.
Give us an example or two of some spots to go to take advantage of the fall run.
Well, I think, again, anywhere close to shore is a good bet. Also, the mouths of rivers, harbors, and estuaries on a dropping tide, that's where a lot of times you'll see bait fish coming out, and the stripers will be there waiting for them. They tend to follow migration routes from north to south. So if you pay attention to the fishing reports and you hear that the fishing's been very good to the north of the Cape, a lot of times that means in the next day or two the fish will arrive where we are. Also, if you look toward funnel areas, if you picture striped bass moving from north to south along the Massachusetts coast, obviously an area like the Cape Cod Canal is like a passageway that the striped bass go through on their way south, and that's why you'll often see some incredible fall fishing in an area like the Cape Cod Canal.
So what's the timing on all of this? What are we seeing right now around the Cape and Islands?
Well, right now, fishing is starting to improve a bit in areas that have been quiet, so that's a good sign that things are changing. So we've come out of the summer pattern, striped bass are on the move, and fishing is really kind of picking up, especially in the Cape Cod Bayside where water's a little cooler, and we've seen some good action in the canal. Water's still a little warm in Buzzards Bay and Woods Hole area and south of Cape Cod, but the striper fishing should pick up there within the next week or two. Besides stripers, we've had so far a disappointing season for false albacore. They don't show up every year, but it's usually around this time, so fingers are crossed they still could show up any day now. But as of now, I haven't heard many reports.
We haven't seen any false albacore down here. We were just talking about that, yeah.
They're fast fish, and they come in from offshore, so they could show up any day. You just never know.
Yeah. For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff will speak again soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.